The rest of the story. Buffalo Bill's Wild West show had come to town. And yet amid the flurry of activity, the show people themselves, the performers, the roustabouts, even the cooks, became increasingly aware of something unusual, specifically spies. The local folks were spying on them, watching their every move, examining their gear, asking ostensibly innocent questions, but taking volumes of notes. The show people hadn't the slightest idea why. Well, that brings us to the rest of the story. Buffalo Bill's Wild West show was the organizational masterpiece, not of Buffalo Bill Cody himself, but of a man named James A. Bailey, the co-producer of the renowned Barnum and Bailey Circus. And just as the logistical genius of Jim Bailey had streamlined Barnum's bulky operation, so did it create the well-oiled show business machinery sometimes called the Congress of Rough Riders. Just moving all of those people and all of those animals and all of that equipment from one place to the next was an enormous undertaking. Because of the sheer size of Cody's Wild West troupe, railway transportation was imperative. A special time and effort saving system of loading and unloading the show's 67 rail cars had to be invented. The season was short, and so considering the high costs of payroll and maintenance, it was necessary to travel quickly and to perform often. For example, it was not unusual for the production to arrive in town, give a street parade the same morning, followed by a rehearsal session, followed by an afternoon performance, followed by another afternoon performance, followed by an evening performance, after which the show might pack up and head for the next town that very night. But one day the cast and the crew of Buffalo Bill's Wild West show grew unnerved by the feeling that they were being watched. And they were right, they were being watched. Hard-riding, sharp-shooting Annie Oakley kept a diary of her travels with Buffalo Bill. And in that diary she recalled the spies, at least 40 of them, she said, standing all around with notebooks, taking down every detail of the performance. They made minute notes, she said. And she said, they noted how we pitched camp, the exact number of men needed, every man's position, how long it took, how we boarded the trains, how we packed the horses, how we broke camp. Every rope, every bundle, every kit was inspected and mapped in their notes. But most of all, they took an interest in the kitchen, she writes. The traveling ranges were inspected, enumerated in those endless notebooks. The chefs were interviewed, the methods of storing food and preparing it, of having necessities ready for use at a minute's notice. All these things were jotted down. Naturally, Annie concluded, we were curious, yet not even she dared imagine the events to come, which would cast an eerie shadow on her memories. For American soldiers in World War I often marveled at the superb war machine of Kaiser Wilhelm II and the lightning speed with which the German troops were deployed and the apparently effortless movement of their heaviest equipment, at the precision with which their supply lines flowed, at the coordinated, orchestrated efficiency of every aspect of their operations. And yet, those who were astonished were surely unaware that in 1891, Buffalo Bill's Wild West show had toured Germany and was heavily attended by the German military, armed with notebooks and measuring tapes, quietly making plans for the rest of the world. Kaiser Wilhelm himself was in the audience in Berlin. It was then imagined that he was merely enjoying the show. Of course, now you know the rest of the story.